Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine, discover what the world has to say. Our world is shrinking. Log on blogtalkradio.com. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners, and I'm just delighted to be hosting Live with Kathy today, The Ebb and Flow of Surrender. Can we go with the flow of life rather than go against the current? That's from the Science of Mind magazine, April 2015. But, darlings, hallelujah! Second term, second chance. Re-ram. He's on the front page of all of the Chicago newspapers, well, more so the Sun-Times. Mayor survives runoff, but he'll have to rebuild political muscle to tackle city's financial crisis. I'm telling you, remember I said on my previous shows? By the way, all of the shows this week, it is about surrender. Surrendering to your highest good with authenticity. Now, it's second term, second chance. I'm quoting Rami. Thank you for putting me through my paces. I will be a better mayor because of that. Mićmo vidit. In Croatian, that means we shall see. Humbled Emmanuel says he's grateful for victory, but he has paid financial and a political price. Now, he came in at 55.7 to Chewy's 44.3. The turnout was roughly 40%, up from the 34% in February. But that was not high enough and nowhere near the outpouring that Chewy needed to unseat the deep pockets incumbent. And he said, to the second city that voted for a second term and a second chance, I have had the good fortune to serve two presidents. I've had the fortune of being elected to Congress, being mayor of the city of Chicago is the greatest job I've ever had and the greatest job in the world. I am humbled by the opportunity to continue to serve you, the greatest city with the greatest people for the next 4 years. Rami's victory was apparently early in the evening. By 8:20, less than 90 minutes after the polls closed, Chewy spokesperson Sylvia announced on stage that Chewy had called Rami to concede the election. I just spoke with Mayor Emmanuel to congratulate him. I wish him and his family well. This was a hard-fought race, but it's over now. And that was after 9 p.m. Addressing the next generation, Chewy said, we didn't lose today. We tried today. We fought hard for what we believed in. You don't succeed at this or anything else unless you try. Chewy's remarks to supporters had energy and passion of a victory speech. Particularly shouting at times and spitting with excitement, Chewy rallied the crowd at the UIC Forum, telling them, tens of thousands of hardworking Chicagoans of all colors, of all parts of the city, and of all walks of life came together Tuesday to send a message to Rami. You want to be heard? You want a government that works for you? You want a city that works for everyone, and I mean everyone, not just for downtown or the neighborhoods, but for both? Chewy said to thunderous applause. And I agree with Chewy. I'm a little bit shocked, to be sidebar. I don't mind telling you that I'm a little bit shocked that Rami won. There are too many shootings on our streets. He had 4 years. It's getting worse. too much violence in our neighborhoods. It's getting worse. To keep people in our city, to attract new people, we need to end the violence. And I mean end it. How? No one has come up with a plan. We may have fallen short today, but we will make sure these people's voices are heard. We will not stop fighting for the people, not today, not tomorrow, not ever. When Chewy descended the stage, he was mobbed by dozens of supporters carrying signs and asking for his autograph. Security repeatedly asked the crowd to move so he could move to the exit. When someone remarked that it would have been like if Chewy had won, a Chewy aide said he did win tonight. Meanwhile, excitement was building at Grammy's Plumbers Hall headquarters while a band played on before a crowd, many dressed in Ram Love t-shirts that chanted, "Four more years." Oh. Speaking minutes after Chewy's concession speech, Rami thanked Chicago voters for putting me through my paces. I will be a better mayor because of that. Chicago, I hear you. We are a city that works, and it has to work for everyone. I told you, this is like a love affair. Come on, when you're wooing something or someone, I don't care whether it's a job, whether it's to woo producers for your show, you're on your best behavior. But once the deal is clinched, what happens? Nishma vidit. We shall see. One Rami insider predicted that if the margin holds, the mayor could end up with more votes and a slightly higher percentage than he did when he captured 55.3% in 2011. Chewy booked the UIC forum in anticipation that his supporters would be celebrating a stunning political upset. Instead, a sullen cloud hung over the party as a rap performer named Sense bounced on stage with a large poster of Chewy looking on, a giant mustache projected on the wall like some kind of bat symbol as an oversized drop-down screen showed slides of Chewy campaigning. I thought it was going to be an upset. Remember Blago, governor of Illinois? He was voted in 2 terms. Do people in Illinois ever learn? Do they ever learn? I'm going to give Rami a very slight benefit of the doubt. And then I'm going to segue into Hillary Clinton. By the way, this is Kathy Watson. I take responsibility for all of my comments. This is me. And you could call in, let your voice be heard. 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And it doesn't matter whether you agree with me or not. We could disagree, but do it with delicacy, with character. You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913. Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then you want to check me out on my website? KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. And remember to click on all of the buttons. Oh, by the way, sidebar. I already made my decision, 2016, February. I will be climbing the Oak Brook Terrace. I was a little defiant this year. I'm still climbing. But I want to make sure that you all know that I'm determined and I persevere. And when I say I'm going to do something, consider it done. If they called me right now and said, we're doing the climb this afternoon, I'd be there. But I'm just going to do the 30 flights, which is a no-brainer. It'll take me longer to get there than the actual flight. However, getting back to the race, what is it going to take? You know, I'm thinking of Blago. Now, he and his wife are not the brightest bulb in the lamp, but he did not deserve 14 years. I'm thinking of Jesse Jackson Jr. He and his wife stole. They stole money. And they didn't report things that they were supposed to. He got a year, and I guess she's going to go to jail for a year. Come on! Don't you see a dichotomy there? Blago did not deserve 14 years. I'm not condoning what he did. I don't even know what he did. But 14 years? Compared to stealing $750,000? And you're only getting a year and a half or something? And when he was released from prison, you would think that the Pope was coming to America. Boy, do we ever have our priorities all screwed up. How do you justify that? How do you justify that? Oh, I could hardly wait to get on to Hillary Clinton. Oh, you're listening to Live with Kathy. Call in 347-637-3789. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Websites, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, SimplyAgeless.net. If I were to do my life over again, I would have gone into politics to keep them on the straight and narrow arrow, have them walking a fine line and not tipping over to power and greed. They're almost megalomaniacs. And you want to know why I want to be a politician? Sure, after 10 years, I get a pension plan that I lust over and health care for not only me but for my family. And then I retire to six figures. How sweet is that? Can any of you justify the vast expanse with what the politicians are getting compared to Mid-America? And yet we vote them in, don't we? And then I want to know, if someone could tell me, who are they that elected their own pension and health care? If they truly were going to be for the people, oh, I'd love to know what oath Romney is going to take. We the people. What oath he is going to take. If you truly want to be on the leveling ground, the same ground of your constituents, well, let's narrow the playing field. You either take our Social Security and Medicare, or we jump over and we take yours, and now we're one. How does that sound? Isn't that glorious? Back to Romney and Chewy. Onlookers remained seated, many staring at phones, looking at returns that spell defeat for Chewy. I think that if Karen Lewis, if her health did not stop her, she would have won. But she said she's not going to stay in politics. I guess she's in her 60s. Don't you know that 80 is now the new 50? Karen, darling, I'm just going to have to talk to you. Ewing introduced musical acts, stressing that everyone there was celebrating making history by just being here tonight. Signaling early on, she knew that might be all there was to celebrate. MoveOn.org, which helped bankroll Chewy's campaign, responded to Rahmi's victory with a thinly veiled warning. Rahm Emanuel went into this election with every advantage, incumbency, support from the Chicago political establishment, and funding from millionaires and billionaires. The fact that he was forced into an unprecedented runoff demonstrates the growing power of the Progressive Coalition and Chicagoans' broad opposition to the policies of his first term, the statement said. I'm quoting them. We hope that Mayor Emanuel is sincere when he says he'll listen more to Chicago's communities in his second term. Why didn't he listen to them in his first term? The progressive coalition that rallied behind Chewy is not going away, and we will continue to hold Rahmi accountable in his second term. Why didn't it happen in the first term? What was he doing? Hobnobbing with billionaires and millionaires? He didn't surrender to the flow. He separated himself. He's an elitist. And many of these politicians are megalomaniacs. Rahmi's formula for victory in Chicago's first ever mayoral runoff appeared to be a vastly improved ground game to get his targeted voters to the polls and a pre-election push to get his supporters to vote early or by mail before they left town for spring break. I thought we were done with spring break. He won the second term he was denied on February 24th, only after raising an astounding $20 million for his re-election campaign to just under $6 billion for Chewy. So it's all about money and power, isn't it? Money and power. They're egomaniacs. That allowed Rahmi to dominate the airwaves with commercials that defined Chewy before the challenger had a chance to define himself. The Emanuel, the Rahmi Blitzkrieg, portrayed Chewy as a captive of Chicago Teachers Union that bankrolled his campaign and as inexperienced, indecisive, and incapable of leading Chicago away from the financial cliff. Well, what have you done? Rahmi, what have you done? Chicago, what's the matter, you? You see, the suburbs are at the effect of what's happening in Chicago, too. On what level, I really don't know, but I'm just getting rumblings about it. You could log on ChicagoSunTimes.com and go into the politics, whatever. Chicago has Rahm's full attention, thanks to Chewy. Oh, Rahmi said, this is Mark Brown, Rahmi says he heard you, he says he can do better, and now he gets a chance, a second chance, as he put it Tuesday, to prove it to the Chicago voters who returned him to the mayor's office. If nothing else, Chewy can take some credit for that much. Why couldn't it be done in the first 4 years? It was wasted. The shootings, the killings, the school situation. And there are children, there are future. Chewy helped Chicagoans get their mayor's attention and made him put on that sweater, swallow hard, and own his mistakes. But did we ever hear what those mistakes were specifically? Well, one thing seems certain. Rahmi won't take for granted the politics of his decision quite the way he did in his first term, getting so far out of sync with those who pay his salary. We do. and you put him back in. You're thanking him for ignoring you and insulting you. I will be a better mayor because of that. That's what Rahmi said in his thank you to his voters for putting me through my paces. Now, how is that going to translate into Rahmi's actual policies? No one's sure. But I certainly expect him, at the very least, to put much greater effort into selling them. What is he going to do? Voters definitely threw quite a scare into their cocky mayor over the last 6 weeks. You could tell by the way he left nothing to chance with the scorched earth campaign he waged from beginning to end. But in the end, the voters' bark was worse than their bite. Faced with a choice between the devil they knew and the devil who had been manufactured for their benefit by Rahmi's campaign commercial, they reached for a second helping. I understand their choice. The city is in a precarious financial position, and he demonstrated a strong grasp of the challenge. Really? I'm just hearing about it now. What is it? What I'll never understand is more than half the city's electorate sitting the sidelines of a historic first runoff mayoral election and skipping their chance to have a say in Chicago's future. Chewy waited too long to let Chicagoans know who he is. By the time he did, too many had already been convinced by Rahmi campaign that he was a fiscally dangerous choice to be their mayor. He committed belatedly to the Tale of Two Cities campaign theme that had worked for progressive candidates outside Chicago, even though I assume he actually believed it. Oh, dear. While the election results show that the Chicago's Latino community is still not quite ready to elect one of its own, the young voters Chewy attracted to his campaign could change the equation in the not-so-far-distant future. What do you mean? You've been insulted, you've been ignored, and you thank Rahmi by putting him back in office? I think you all inhaled. Although he never explicitly promised it, the mayor must realize his commercials led many voters to believe he won't touch their property taxes, let alone revive the largest property tax increase in Chicago history that he proposed just last year. Oh, you just wait. And I'm just going to sit back and smile. Will the new Rahmi care about that? More likely, he'll do what he thinks he has to do, just as the old Rahmi did, which is what his real supporters liked best about him all along. What has he done? The call-in number is 347-637-3789. David Axelrod, who is a friend of Rahmi, said he will be more effective for the lessons he's learned in the campaign. He certainly got a strong message about not only his strengths, but his weakness. Rahmi will face formidable challenges from Bruce Rauner and Chicago Teachers Union President Karen Lewis, during his second term. Let the games begin. Huh. Oh, and Daley nephew, Patrick Daley Thompson, at the Labor's International Union Hall, got 58%. And according to Carol Moran, voters spoke. Were aldermen listening? Well, Manny had Rami, Manny, had all the money in the world. Chewie had believers willing to battle Goliath. Now, let's see what's going to happen. Where did I see it? Trial and error. Oh, you're going to love this. Cabinet maker. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is expected to announce her candidacy for president within the next few weeks, is not only this close to Rami, but if she's elected, it's expected the Romster would become a member of her cabinet. Be still my tongue. Food for thought. This is Sneeze on page 4. Will mocha cake become a staple at the White House if Hillary moves in again? To wit, during the Monica Lewinsky, President Bill Clinton affair imbroglio, when Hillary was first lady, many mocha cakes were baked for her, according to a new book, The Residence Inside the Private World of the White House. Hillary Clinton, and right alongside of her is Bill Clinton. Are you all insane? Are you insane? I could just see him standing there. Look, it was her choice. If she wanted to, don't you see where the power, the greed, and the money come in? She didn't care what he did, as long as it didn't jeopardize her. And the women feminists did nothing to support Monica. Well, it was her choice. What on earth are you thinking? What on earth are you thinking? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network in the world. You don't live up here, so shut up. Oh, and the city beat, I'm so sad. But then I want to wonder about this guy. A downstate plane crash killed 7. The group, including Illinois State University coach and athletics official, they were returning from the NCAA title game. Why would anyone in their right mind get in a plane at 11 o'clock at night? It's foggy, they couldn't see, and the towers shut down at 10. A private plane returning from the NCAA basketball tournament in Indianapolis crashed in a central Illinois field on Tuesday, killing all 7 people on board. Rescue personnel found no survivors at the site near the city of Bloomington, and a coroner pronounced the 7 occupants dead. They were all found strapped in their seats, and they died from a blunt force trauma resulting from the crash. Why would anyone in their right mind even get in a plane at 11 o'clock at night? And there was heavy fog. I don't understand it. Okay, Rami, this is what's happening in your city, City Beach. North Lawndale, 8-year-old boy, shot playing with gun. North Side, man charged after barricading himself in home with children. Grand Crossing, man shot, killed as identified. Downtown, $900,000 bond for man who allegedly set Roosevelt U trash can on fire. Little Village, Ah, no one was injured in building collapse. West Englewood, bicyclist struck by car dies. South Chicago, man charged in drive-by that wounded three. Man dies after traffic crash. Man shot in the arm. Man charged after family barricaded. Four officers hurt in pursuit crash. And in Palos Park, Walgreens closed over foul smell. And how was your day? How was your day? Oh, I didn't. I just came about that. You know, this Heather Mack, Bali, Indonesia. Lawyers seek leniency in Indonesia murder. She murdered her mother with her boyfriend. This Heather asked her boyfriend if she could get, allegedly, if they could find someone to kill her mother, and she would pay them $50,000. Lawyers representing an American couple on trial in Indonesia argued Tuesday, what? Argued that there is no evidence of premeditated murder in her mother's death and sought light sentences if they were convicted. How could you possibly? What are they thinking? She was a threat to her mother. Prosecutors want jail sentences of 18 years for Tommy and 15 for Heather if they are found guilty of murdering Sheila, 62, whose badly beaten body was found in a suitcase in the trunk of a taxi outside of an upscale hotel in August. Schaefer, 21, and Mac, 13, both from Chicago, are being tried separately. They are charged with premeditated murder, which carries a maximum death penalty, and the judges could ignore the sentencing requests. Oh, a former lawyer for Mac said, she apologized and still regrets what happened because they got caught. Depraved. The defendant still regrets and feels sad over the death of her late mother. As the only child, the defendant has lost the love of a mother. I think when they lived in Oak Park or somewhere around, they were called to the house over 80 times because of Heather Mack. Oh, the lawyer for Schaefer, her boyfriend, 21. The 18-year term is too heavy as the prosecutors could not prove premeditation. The crime done by the defendant was actually preceded by a series of incidences, including a quarrel between Mac and her mother who threatened to kill the unborn baby. Mac called the defendant through a short message, and the defendant just came to protect Mac without intention to kill. But they killed her. You see, that doesn't change. They killed her. Both lawyers argue that the defendants deserve light sentences since they are still young and regret their deeds. Oh, come on. The presiding judge adjourned the hearing until Thursday to give prosecutors the chance to defend their charges. They killed this charming lady. Killed this. And they're too young? And they regret? Of course they do, because they got caught. They got caught. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. Log on. Email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And you can write to me at Post Office Box 95913. Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. My websites, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com and SimplyAgeless.net. You could call me at 847-882-8255. 8717. Can we go with the flow of life rather than go against the current? You know, let's go back to this Heather Mack and Tommy. Just like this kid, the bobber in Boston, they said, well, he's still an adolescent in 19. At 19, you know right from wrong. Don't give me this crap. Oh, they're true. Yes, they made a choice. And they're going to live with it. I can't believe it. I cannot believe. Oh, they're going to turn their life around. Really? How do you live with being responsible for blowing people to pieces? This 19-year-old kid, Czar, I'll call him Czar. And Heather Mack and Tommy. Yeah, you were old enough. The only regret that you have is that you got caught. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven. But I think of them as my partners. Live with Kathy. Brought to you in part by IMPACT, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They walk hand in glove with the iron workers. What a noble profession. To find out more about IMPACT, log on www.impact-net.com. .org. Life with Kathy is brought to you in part by iron workers. What a noble profession. My mission and purpose is to introduce you to the character of iron workers and to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. My purpose is to illuminate. My mission is to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Okay, so maybe you're a graduate. And I don't know if age matters, but you could log on ironworkers.org. And you have a choice. You're given a choice. You're either going to go to college for 4 years, and when you finish, unless you've had a sugar daddy or a trust fund, you have college tuition to pay. Now let's look at the Dom Perignon of the trades. They're not blue collar, they're white collar. Without them, nothing would be standing today. So you log on, ironworkers.org, and look at the divisions, the areas that you could be trained in, excel in, and you want to know what the beauty is? During the 4 years, not only are you learning, but you are earning money and your pension kicks into place, and it follows you wherever you go. But you must remain an iron worker. The CD is out. It opens with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man, and then transitions into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan. Arduous years of training and dedication. Let me introduce you to a whole new perspective of ironworking in the classics. Similarities abound, but they are worlds apart. But they're connected at the core, just like impact and ironworkers are. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part. Hoffman Estates Park District. The 50 Plus Club. Oh, Rika does a marvelous job. We're living longer, but not necessarily better. Are you fabulous or feeble? I don't care what your age is. The body and the brain don't age. You do by your choices. Yeah, take responsibility for it. Take responsibility for it. Why can't you? You know, Steve Jobs said your time is limited. Don't waste it by living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of other people's opinions drown out your own inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. But you want to know what I'm finding? No guts, no glory. You don't have the guts. Even though the shoe hurts and pinches, you want to stay in your comfort zone. Well, it's your loss. It is your loss. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. You know, we can't escape fate, but we can do a great deal to carve our own mark in it, to turn it to our advantage or disadvantage. Choices. Choices. And what I loved about Quincy Jones, he said, not one drop of my self-worth depends on your acceptance of me. And what you think of me is none of my business. How is your world going? Tell me what your day is like. Are you contributing? Are you surrendering to the now? Or are you living in the past? Oh, poor me. Whine, 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 whine. How is your life going? This is what you find out when you become a member of the 50 Plus Club. Check out your park districts, your senior centers, and your libraries. Get back into life. Who are you? Where are you? And where are you going to go? Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going? Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your identity, your signature. Yes, darling, your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going? Log on heparks.org. Bored and lonely? Pick up the mirror and say hello to the creator and the producer of your life. It's you. It's you. Guess what? Next week, April 15th, Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA. You have an issue, a money something? ahtax@ameritech.net. He's awesome. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Looks Do Matter. People who really know that they matter. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. I know how to neutralize my free radical damage, but you don't. Get the book. It's an e-book. Go online and get it. 6.5 decades. I'm sharing with me my natural methods and techniques and secrets. No costly equipment. No operations, unless you want one. Remember, wherever there's a muscle, it can be exercised. Sidebar, I have to tell you, yesterday I had quite an enlightening situation. I had to go and get some minor little lip gloss and stuff like that at a shop not too far from where we live. And the young gal, I was old enough to be her grandmother, was fascinated with my skin. Now she's in the skin business. She wanted to know what I was doing for my skin, and I'd better tell her. And I kind of chuckled, and I said, well, that isn't why I came into your shop. I need lip gloss, and I need a hairspray that doesn't have any odor. And no, I'm not going to tell you what I do. This is your business. You should already know. Her tenacity. I mean, I got a look that if looks could kill, I would have been dead, gone. But I chuckled. I just said, thank you, God, because it's not that difficult. If you were to come into my boudoir right now, you might see 4, maybe 5 products that I use off and on. Good skin comes from within. And I'll tell you this, I do take a product that's for the skin. I balance it with what I'm putting on topically and what I'm taking internally. You know how to reach me. You can call me at 347-637-3789, and I'm still not going to tell you. You're going to have to send me an email, and then I will give you the information. I said to you earlier that Live with Kathy is a sponsor-driven show. I have an introductory offer for all of you. It's a 10-week. Your commercial is heard 3 times a week, 30 times, but you get to have a whole half hour that is all yours. You've got to tune in tomorrow at 12 o'clock. Tom Palladino is going to be my guest on Scalar Energy. He was taking quantum leaps when he was 7 and 8 years old. And he was chosen by God to share the secret and the energy of Scalar Energy with the world. And of course it will be archived, and you'll be able to listen to it if you should happen to miss it tomorrow. But tomorrow at 12 Central Time. But I don't know, all of you, you're so set in your ways. You're not going to surrender to anything because you know it all. Well, if you want to uncover the dynamic you, the authentic you, give me a call. And we will talk about Mišmo Dvanit. That's in Croatian. We shall talk about whether or not you resonate with me. PSAs. Elder abuse. Domestic abuse. Verbal, emotional abuse. Oh, pandemic scam and con artists are there to... You know what they want? They want your money. They're pros at what they do. Sweet talk. By the way, they already know about you. Yeah. Why do you think they're calling you? Darlings, the IRS will not call you. Are you that lonely? If you're that lonely, call me. 847-882-8717. I'm telling you, if you're that lonely, call me. 847-882-8717, and Mišmo Dvanit, and we will talk. They know what you want, and they want your money. So for sweet talk, and you're going to listen, the more you stay on the line with them, they now know that they have a captive audience. Hang up, call the police, call a family member. Do not give out any personal information, no social security number, where you live. Thank you, Art Magazine. Call the Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. That's 800-646-2283. I'm boycotting all of the football games. If I find out that any of the teams have hired a football player that has a history of domestic abuse, I'm boycotting. I am boycotting the Chicago Bears. Allegedly, they're signing on someone that was a little tight, a little heavy with the fists. And you know, man, it's your time. You know, I talked about it at the gym the other day. Men are reluctant to come forward and say, yes, there are dastards out there. How dare they? They kind of skirted around the whole thing. It's a crime. It could be your mother, sister, or daughter. Get involved. I am boycotting every football game. I won't watch it. I will be on the air. I will do flyers on it. How dare they make them millionaires? And they're teaching our young people that it's okay to beat someone up. I'd like to beat the you-know-what out of them. The Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline number is 877-863-6338. National Domestic Violence Hotline, 800-799-7233. The PSAs have been brought to you by Contributing Authors and Choices. Log on authorhouse.com. From Humble Beginnings to Success, Reviva Labs. My Life's Work, From Frostbitten Toes to Fingers, Chuck Brazelton. Rhea Schmidt, Who Am I and Where Am I Going? Bonnie Rooks, The Oldest Steel Mill Worker, Female Worker in the World. Lee Patrick, Do You Want to Know How to Build Your Own Home-Based Business? I have the resources and it's not going to cost you anything. Bev Gosset and Helen, my sister. They all care, and they all wanted to be part while they're living and in memoriam. And, of course, through the years with Kathy, get the book, Choices. Log on authorhouse.com. And while you're scrolling down on all of the books, you'll see The Elixir of Youth, nonfiction, Choices, Nonfiction, The Heart of the Lion with Tom Patrick. By the way, his book, The Second Coming, by Tom Patrick. Yes, yes, yes. The Second Coming of Christ has happened. And it's going to be a movie. It's in the process. It's just a matter of time. It is published by Tate Publishing. T-A-T-E Publishing. You will not be able to put down any of the books that I have suggested that you get your little hands on. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Live with Kathy, The Ebb and Flow of Surrender. How's your life? Can we go with the flow of life rather than go against the current? Living in today's hectic world, the practice of surrender can be a real benefit to so many who are stressed and feel they've reached the limit of their own human capabilities. Surrender is not only a luxury for just a few who discover the secret, but something we can learn to practice, the paradigm shift. Let go of the belief that hard work to the point of stress is the answer to a more fulfilling life. Keep in place your positive work ethic. Embrace the level of mastery. Go beyond living narrowly. Focused on individual effort. Recognition and acceptance and trust are foremost in surrendering. Can you? Are you willing to trust in something you can't see and doesn't even exist in form yet? Do you know what? You have to see it in your mind's eye. You know, we're all creatures of habit. Change is constant. Change is constant. Stress and hard work don't equal happiness. There's a bridge. Between manifesting and surrendering is in the willingness to define what we want and let go of how it shows up. Get out of your bloated way. See it in your mind's eye. With trust. it took me years. But I said, aha, can you surrender to your highest good? Do you really feel that you are worthy of what it is that you dream of? Are you down in the valley and you're frightened to death of the abyss? And you don't want to step out of your comfort zone because you have no self-confidence? Can you really attune your mind to the infinite to choose what it is that I would manifest? Just put it out there and let the divine world take over. Do you surrender to your past? You know, every once in a while, I make a little boo-boo and go back to, and I find myself, I go, I cancel that. I cancel that immediately. And practicing surrender is ongoing. Just trust. Live in the moment. Eric Toll, his book, The Power of Now. Darlings, that's all we have. Tomorrow is promised to doom when there's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Okay, write this down. Get your pen and pad. Here are five signs that it's time to surrender. One, you're frequently tired and stressed. You don't seem to have enough time to do the things you want to do. You're stretched for money and have a hard time making ends meet. This is only April 8th. Did you have more month than money last March? You wish you had more ease and grace in your life. You feel limited by your circumstances or situations. Choices, 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 choices. Your greatest freedom is that of choice. Yeah, your choice. Why don't you choose to surrender to ease and grace? First, contemplate and reflect on places in your life where you could loosen up a bit and let go of the need to be in control. Take baby steps. And I want you to set aside a specific amount of time to meditate every day, even if it's just for 1 minute. I meditate on the Stairmaster and the elliptical. It can be a formal meditation or just sitting quietly with your eyes closed. For beginners, consistency is more important than the amount of time. And don't let any thought invade your quiet time. Just gently push it aside and say, I'll take care of you later. Begin to think of your life as expansive, including an abundance of time, money, and energy. If this is not your current reality, imagine what it would look like and feel like if it were. How we think of our lives makes a difference. How do you think about your life? Is it fabulous or feeble? Your choice, your choice, your choice. Speak to your higher self, regularly saying, I am willing to know and follow a greater possibility of my life. You're all stagnant. You're stale. Your blood is like sludge. Because you won't. No guts, no glory. Journal your insights and inspiration. Often they will help you see things in a new light that reduces stress and worry. And remember to tune in tomorrow at 12 to hear about scalar energy. It's the new wave. It's the new paradigm to instill in you a quality of life that you don't even know is available to you. And it all goes back to choices. Until tomorrow, au revoir.